Our scripture readings today is Nehemiah 1:7. The Lord is good and stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Also Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
And I thank you, God, for this sermon. I ask that you bless those who are listening, Lord. Let it touch their hearts, God, and meet them at their point of need today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, so I'm coming from the topic, hold on. And as you all know, or you probably are getting to know, I like to take topics from songs because songs just, they bless me. It doesn't matter what kind, but the Lord will speak to me through songs. And so hold on, surprisingly enough, is from a Wilson Phillips song from the late 80s. And they sang in the song, they sang, hold on for one more day. They say, I know there's pain, but hold on for one more day. And I would hear that song for years, and I would be driving, because mainly that's when I listen, when I'm driving. I'd be driving and I'd hear that song and I say, I know there's a sermon in that. I know there's a sermon in that, but God hadn't released me to share it, you know. And then one day he started to give me scriptures that would go with it. So today this sermon, it's a little different because I'm really going to give you quite a few scriptures, but it's because I want you to take them, and I have them typed up. If you'd like them, let me know and I can send them to you electronically to hang on your refrigerator. I want to give you scriptures that you can call back to when you're feeling distressed, when you're feeling like you can't make it, when you're feeling depressed, when you're feeling like I just can't make it one more day. That's what these scriptures, I hope, will bless you to turn to those and just remember you can hold on to God. Hold on for one more day is what the song says. And it really blessed me because there are days when I have to say, you know what, tomorrow's going to be better. I'm going to hold on one more day to God. Hold on, knowing that he's got the answer. And I love it when it says, I know we have pain. We go through pains. But if you hold on for one more day, he's going to bring you out. And you know, I know it's not necessarily one day. It may be 10 days. It could be a month. But he's telling you, hold on to me. I've got you. Just like that first song. I really loved it because it said, hold on to me. I've got you. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. Hold on. So it made me think of this scripture first. Psalms 30:5. And it says, for his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And my uncle used to preach this all the time. I have a whole family full of preachers. So my uncle, he would preach this scripture all the time. And it would just bless me to make me think. It says, you know, sometimes we're going through, sometimes we are weeping, but weeping, it only endures for the night because joy comes in the morning. So I want you to just kind of keep that as I'm talking about holding on to God and seeking him. Knowing that, yeah, we go through trials. Yeah, we get bad diagnoses. Just like I mentioned, I can recall back when I was first diagnosed with cancer and not knowing exactly what to do, but knowing that if I hold on to God, he's going to keep me. He's going to guide me. He's going to protect me. He's going to heal me. And that's exactly what he did. But there was times of uneasiness and times when I didn't quite know. But I knew to hang on to him, to hold on to him, to keep him first and seek his face in those times of trouble. And that's what I want to encourage you today. We're all going through things. I know we're all, and through this last couple of years, there's just been a lot of trials and tribulations going on, just in the world in general. And each of you, I know, just speaking with all of you, I know you've gone through some things over this time, but hanging on to God, knowing that he will never leave you, knowing that he will never forsake you, that he will be with you always. It's just something that you can hang on to and keep you going through the week. Sometimes, I mean, we get really filled up on Sundays, but by maybe Tuesday night or Wednesday, we're feeling a little distressed again. Take these scriptures out and begin to just kind of read over them again, knowing that he's not going to leave you. He's got you. Hold on to him. Hold on to his hand. There's a song they used to sing. And what's funny is I was going to sing a song, but I forgot because I got so carried away talking about it. So maybe I'll save it to the end. But I got carried away because I feel so strongly about this. But there's a song and it says, hold to his hand, God's unchanging hands, because he never changes. He doesn't lie. He's not a God that he would lie. He keeps his promises. So even if it seems like his promises aren't coming to pass just yet, hold on to his hand, knowing that he's not going to leave you. He's got you. Scripture Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. And there's a song. I have a lot of songs in my spirit today. There's a song, and in the song she says, he knows my name. He knows my name. He knows you. He knows all about you. He knows what you're going through. Hold on to him. He knows your name. He knows each one of us, face by face, person by person. He knows us, so we can hold on. He's got us. He's got you. Whatever that diagnosis may be, I'm telling you, God, he's got it. It wasn't a surprise to him. He knows, and he's working it together for your good. He's working for you. Psalms 9:1-10. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for the Lord has not forsaken them that seek him. He will not forsake you. If you seek him with all your heart, he will not forsake you. It made me think of Joseph. And I'm sorry, I keep getting the dry throat. Probably because I'm just talking. I'm so excited about this. Because I love the Lord, and I've had to depend on him in so many occasions. But I like the story of Joseph. It reminds me of myself, because I had to go through quite a few obstacles in life. And I think all of you, we've had to go through obstacles to get to what God has promised us. And if you know the story of Joseph, he was a dreamer. God told him he had big plans for him. Joseph was going to be great in their nation. And Joseph dreamed about it, but he shared it with his brothers. Sometimes in your time of waiting and in your time of going to get to what God has for you, the job he has for you to bless his people, sometimes you run into people who despise you because of it. And that's what happened to Joseph. But he had to keep holding on. They threw him in a pit first. Notice I say first, because there were many obstacles he had to go through. They threw him in a pit, but God, he delivered him. He got to Potiphar's house, and his wife accused him of attacking her. Another obstacle to getting to what God has. Sometimes you have to go through obstacles, but you have to hold on to God. Don't let those obstacles stop you and think that God is leaving you. Not only did he go in the pit, and then he was working for Potiphar, and his wife had him thrown in jail, saying that he attacked her. In jail, he still, because even through those obstacles, God is making you and creating you into who he's called you to be. So not only did Joseph go to jail, he was in jail and he was working and doing, he rose to the top. He was running the whole jail system, you know, of all the prisoners, because God was still using him and creating him and working in him. He had to hold on, knowing. He said, I was going to be in this position. I know I'm here right now, but I'm holding on to him. I'm holding on to his promises that he will not leave me, that he's not going to forsake me, that even in this place, my gifts are working. My gifts are working. And he thought, someone promised him, I'll tell him about you when I go out. And still it was years before he was released again to bless Pharaoh. And I say all of that to say, he had to hold on. Through each of those obstacles that he went through, he had to hold on to the promise of God. And that's what I want to encourage you, to hold on to his promises. His promises are yes and amen. If he promised he's going to heal you, he's going to heal you. It may not seem like it right now, but he's going to heal you. So you have to hold on to those promises. And that's what these scriptures are that I'm giving you this week. It's scriptures to encourage your heart to hold on to him, knowing. He knows your name. Just what the song said. He knows my name. He knows me. He knows all about me. What you can't tell me, what you can't tell your best friend, you can tell him. He knows, and he's working it together for you. He's working it together for your good. Psalms 55:22. It says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. We can give our problems to God. You can give them to him and trust. Cast those burdens on him. He doesn't want us heavy laden and distressed. He doesn't want us walking in such stress and turmoil that you know, I've had some days where my sister's like, I know you're not here. I know you're not here, because my mind is so full of so many things and I'm so distressed, and I have to stop, take a deep breath and say, God, you promised you'd handle this situation for me. There's nothing, none of my worrying can change one day. Isn't that what the word says? All of that worrying, it can't change one day. It can't make one thing different. It's only that we put our trust in God, that we put our hopes in Him. She would be just talking and sharing all of this stuff, and she'd say, well, what did I say? I'm like, I have no idea, because my mind was so full of so many other things. But no, when you put your trust in God, He'll take that. Cast those cares on Him. I'm just encouraging you today. Cast those cares, those burdens that you carry around, those things that have you drive through a red light because you're so caught up in the thoughts and how can this be solved and what, you know, what can I do to change the situation? Cast those cares on Him. And I can say that because I've done that. I've done that. I've been so caught up in my thoughts that I have to say, oh, you know what? I'm just not going to drive today because my thoughts are so full. And you know, I'm going to just put this in God's hands. I'm going to cast it on Him. Cast my cares on Him. I think of being a caregiver and how many cares I had, thinking that I could change anything for my parents. You know, either way, for either one of them, thinking that I had that kind of control. I did not. I had to put it in God's hands. And I said, God, their lives are in your hand. You know, and I had to trust Him that He knew what was best. I couldn't carry that burden. And that's all I'm getting to is we do a lot of things in life. I know some of you are caregivers. I want to encourage you. You can't do anything but just care for them. The rest of that is in God's hands. Life and death is in God's hands. It truly is. And there's nothing you can do. Amen. He wants what's best for you. He's going to do what is best for you. So cast those cares, cast those burdens onto Him. He wants to care for you. He says, I care for you. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He will give you rest. Come to Him is what He says. You're heavy burdened. There are some burdens that really are heavy. You know, they really are. But He says, you come to me, cast those burdens on me. I will give you rest. And don't we all need rest? It always just makes me think of Miss Linda because she's always concerned for me to get rest. And I thank God for that because I will forget because I will be doing, you know, I'm here, I'm at this place and I'm over here and I'm, you know, just trying to be a blessing to everyone, but not me. God said, cast our cares on Him. He will give us rest. Amen. And how many of us need some rest? Amen. Sometimes we just need to rest. We need to just lay in His presence. I think I love that song, I Need Thee, that we sang today, because sometimes I just need Him and I have to just lay in His presence. And I'll sing that song until peace comes throughout the room. I need Him every hour. I need Him. I need Him when things seem out of hand. I need Him when I wake up in the morning just to get going in my day. I want Him to guide my day. I want Him to put people in my path that I might be a blessing to. I need Him every day. I need Him for peace of mind. I need Him. And I think you all do too. And I want to encourage you. We need Him. Cast those cares on Him. Cast your burdens on Him. He cares for us. And my final scripture, of course, is casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for us. Because He does. He cares for us. And I think there's a scripture, I think it's Galatians 6:9. And it says, do not be weary in well-doing, because you're going to reap if you faint not. And so even when you're in your helping and you're blessing others and, you know, it feels like you're the only one. Or, I mean, we studied that a little bit in a Bible study this week when we were looking at Peter, and he felt like he'd given so much to Jesus. And it felt like he wasn't healing his wife or he wasn't doing what he needed. But I say that to say that, He cares for us. We have to give it all to Jesus. And I want to sing this song because I'm actually done. I've given you all the scriptures that I want you to have today, but I want to sing this song. And what it's, this song is, and it's a quick one, but it talks about waiting on the Lord. And that's a scripture as well. Those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So when you're waiting on him, when you're holding on, he renews your strength. He said it, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Amen. I want to encourage you today to wait on him, to hold on to him, hold on to him, knowing that he cares for you. He will bring you through. And so I'm going to sing this song real quick and then we're going to pray. And it's not a slow song. It's kind of got a little bit of beat. So I'm going to keep my beat if you guys don't mind. And it's called They That Wait. Amen. So pray for me as I sing because my throat is dry and kind of acting up today. But just receive it today. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and never faint. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and never faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. And I'm laughing because I love him. And that's a song we used to sing with the whole choir. So I was hearing the choir in my spirit. But I want to encourage you today. Wait on the Lord. Hold on. Hold on to him, knowing that he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He says, lo, I am with you always. No matter the struggle, no matter the test, no matter the trial, he is with you today. So let's pray this morning. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise today because you're worthy. You're a wonderful God. Lord, you love us. You're concerned, Lord, with everything that concerns us. God, we lift you up today for your mercy, for your grace, for your loving kindness, God. And today, God, I'm praying, Lord, for those who are in a holding pattern, God, who have to wait. Lord, who are waiting for you to make a difference, to make a change, to heal, God, to deliver, to set free. We're asking today, Lord, that you would be in the midst of it. Give them the strength today, God, to wait on you, to know, God, that you love them. You love them more than anyone can love them, God. You love them. And so, God, we thank you. The word says with an everlasting love, you love them and you are working on their behalf. And so we thank you for it today, God. We thank you, Lord, again for those, God, who are needing a healing. We ask that you let your healing virtues flow, God, from the top of their heads to the very soles of their feet. We thank you, Lord, for those who are in need of deliverance. We thank you that you are the deliverer, God, and that you would deliver them, God, from habits, God, habits that are no good for them, God. We thank you that you are delivering them, God, from drug addiction, God, Lord, from any addiction that they may be suffering, God, that you, God, are the deliverer and that you will deliver them. We thank you. We give you praise today. We give you honor. We give you glory for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. You're so worthy of our praise. You're so wonderful. And we give you honor today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.